When was the last time you preached a really good sermon? To yourself.
Welcome to the podcast. Here's your host, Craig T. Owens.
You might be saying, well, hold on a second. I'm not a pastor. I don't preach sermons. Or maybe you say, well, I am a pastor, but I preach to my congregation. What do you mean preaching to myself? Well, I think that preaching to ourselves is probably a pretty good thing that we need to do. See, preaching really boils down to this. It's really saying, here's what the Bible says, that God tells us the standard where we should be living, the path we should be on. And then we confront ourselves or allow the Holy Spirit to confront us and say, am I on that path? Am I living up to that standard? If we're not, the Bible also tells us how to live up to that standard, how to get on to that path that we should be on. So that really is what the sermon is. It's just simply saying, God says I should be here. Am I there? If I'm not, how do I get there? That is what the sermon is. And I think that's what we should be doing for ourselves. When he was in his 80s, someone asked evangelist Smith Wigglesworth, Smith, how do you feel? Smith looked at him and said, I don't never ask Smith how he feels. I tell Smith how he feels. In other words, he says, I'm not going to judge by my own emotions if I'm doing the right thing or living where I need to be. I'm going to make sure that I'm lining up with God's word and doing it the right way. That's good advice for us, too. We see it often in Scripture, but I think especially in these back-to-back Psalms of Psalms chapter 42 and 43, we see the psalmist asking his own soul a question. And that's what it says. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why are you sad? Why do you feel distant from God? And then he preaches to himself. He says, here's what you need to do. Put your trust in God. He was saying, I feel like I'm not in the spot where I need to be. I feel discontented. I feel distant from God. I feel like somehow I've strayed off of the path. Why do I feel that way? Well, here's what I need to do. I'm going to preach this sermon to myself, and I'm going to get back on the path. One of my favorite things to do is to use God's word to not only preach to myself, but also to pray for myself as well. See, the Bible itself tells us that faith comes when we hear God's word. I think it's so healthy when our own ears hear our own mouth speaking the words of God to ourselves. So when I read the Bible or when I listen to a sermon that is telling me I need to be living at this level, and I realize I'm not at that level, then I go right to that same passage of Scripture and I say, what do I need to do to get onto God's level, to be living the way that God tells me? And I use those Scriptures to write down a prayer for myself. Again, I think that God really loves it when we pray His words back to Him. It's almost like if you are a mom or a dad, when your kids say something to you like, Mom, remember that you said? Dad, remember when you told me? And you say, oh, yeah, you're quoting my own words right back to me. I think God likes it as our Heavenly Father when His kids do the same thing. Father, this is what you said. You said that I should be here. I'm not there, but you also told me how to get there. So now I'm turning this into a prayer so that I can get to that place. Listen, friends, if I can help you, if you say, I'm stumped, there's an area where I don't feel like I'm living up to the standard, or maybe like those psalmists in chapter 42 and 43 of Psalm that you're saying, I feel downcast in my soul. I feel disquieted. I feel like God is somehow distant from me, and I really don't know what scriptures to preach to myself or what scriptures to turn into prayers. I've left a link of a way that you can get in contact with me. I'd love to be able to share some thoughts with you. But more than that, what I would love to hear is the sermon that you're preaching to yourself or the prayer that you're praying for yourself. So you read God's word, preach that sermon, pray that prayer, share it with me or share it with another friend so that way we can add our amen to your sermon or to your prayer.
Contact Craig and keep up with his blog posts, books, and other videos at craigtowens.com.